Hi, sweetheart.
ARVN stands for the Army of the Republic of Vietnam, and we periodically do a tremendous amount of surgery. You see, all our casualties also come into our hospital by what we call dust-offs, which are the Army ambulance helicopters. It's really terrible to see all the casualties come in here, and it really makes you disgusted with the whole war. Seems like no matter whose side you're on or believe in, or whether you believe or not we should be here, it's very depressing to see all these young boys shot up, and see even children of the Vietnamese come in, and families that have been severely injured. It's a very depressing place to be, and it seems like our whole stay over here is totally worthless. Of course, I think any war where you see a lot of people get killed, it seems totally worthless to waste somebody's life. But over here, a lot of these people just don't know what you're fighting for. We don't know what we're fighting for. We really don't understand the language of the people. And we really don't see many of the people except those that work for us. And you know that half the people that work for us are Viet Cong. The other day they discovered one of the hooch maids had hidden behind the refrigerator a detailed plan of where all the ammunition dumps were on this base. So you just know that half the people that work for you work for the enemy too. And of course some of these people play both sides. They do work for one and work for the other, and they have to work for the VC in order to protect themselves, because if they don't, the VC will come in and kill their families and terrorize them. So it's a very difficult situation. Well, to change the subject, it's a pretty nice night tonight, and there aren't too many stars in the sky, but the moon is just shining through the clouds. It's been raining pretty heavily on and off during the days. Rained real hard yesterday, but we've managed to play volleyball just about every day. Yesterday, in fact, we were playing and all of a sudden it started raining and just poured. We just kept on playing right in the rain, in the mud and everything. You know, the fellows enjoy the little exercise that we get so much that they really don't mind that when it rains. Hi, Jeffrey. Jeffrey, I want to say a special hi and a special thank you to you for that lovely picture that you sent me. It was so pretty, and I hung it up on the door of my locker, right under Gary's picture. And Gary, I want to say hi to you too, and to ask you to please mail me more pictures and write me nice letters. I sure enjoyed your letter, and I wish that you write me often. Write me as much as you can. And of course, I enjoyed both you boys on the tapes, and I hope Mommy can get some tapes so that I can hear you more and more. I sure miss you all. And ask Mommy to take some pictures of you sometime and send them to me, because I'd sure like to see what you boys look like, because you're getting older every day. It seems like I've been away for a long, long time, even though it's only been about 3 weeks when you get this tape. It still seems like it's been at least a year, and I miss you very, very much. Ruth, I'm sure glad to hear that Nancy's coming, and I'm sure it'll work out. And God, it just seems like it was a year ago that we met her down at San Onofre. It just seems so long. It's hard to believe that it's only been, right now, it's only been, 2.5 weeks since I left. It seems like it's been an eternity, and yet the time seems like it's passing rather quickly. As you know, I'm only 48 weeks from yesterday, and I'll be on my way home. Of course, we'll be seeing you before then, so it probably won't seem as bad as it really is, although it's bad enough. I really haven't got too much more to say. It seems like I run out of things to say because the same things keep happening every day. I finally did get my checks. I think I told you that yesterday. And tomorrow is payday. As I told you, almost all my money in my paycheck, in fact, $900 of it, is going to go into the savings account. And when it gets to be about 5,000, if you still have money, I'll, shut it off and start sending money home. But if you start getting low before then, be sure and write me and let me know. I'd like you to have at least about $1,000 at home so that you'll have money to pay for R&R and for leave. I wish you would consider coming to Japan on leave. I like to take my R&R, like I told you, in Hawaii, and then which comes after 8 months. Apparently, it's very difficult to get R&R before you've been in country 8 months. But I could take leave anytime, actually, and meet you maybe in 6 months in Japan for a week. Of course, I'll have to check and see when's the best time to visit Japan. In 6 months from now will be, it'll be spring. Because now it's September, October, November, December, January, February, March. In March, it should be just beautiful there. Because the cherry blossom trees are in bloom. And everybody I know who's visited Japan has really enjoyed it. Of course, everybody that's visited Hong Kong has enjoyed it too. But I think that you'd enjoy Japan much, much more. Of course, I sure want to see the boys in Hawaii, and almost all the fellows I've talked to have gone to one of the outer islands for almost their whole trip there. Actually, we only spend 5 nights, so it's a pretty short trip. And probably we could spend a couple of days in Honolulu, and then maybe take a trip to one of the outer islands. Apparently, you get pretty good rates at the hotels there, so it's very reasonable to take a flight and stay at like Maui or Kauai. Well, I guess I'm just about ready to end this tape. Be sure and say hello to everybody and everybody in the family, my mother and my father and Shirley and Dick and Aunt Fanny and Bobby. I got a letter from Bobby today, which was quite a pleasure, and I sure enjoyed hearing from her. And don't worry about my not getting the letters. I'm sure that you're writing, and sometimes they get tied up one place or another, or they misread the APO, and fellows tell me that sometimes they get letters a month late, and at least I got the salami, and it was just delicious. I've been sort of rationing it out every day so that I take a couple slices at a time. One of the fellows got some Gouda cheese today, which is a good idea because that's wrapped in, preservative in that sort of a thick wax covering. Be sure and check at the post office for different ways to mail because most of the fellows send by PAL, which apparently is much cheaper than airmail. But of course, if it's a perishable item, it's best to come by mail. I don't know what else to tell you to send me. Because actually we're getting most of the food, but it's just really nice to receive something extra special from home. And that's about all for now, and I'll just tell you.